70.
All right, it is a Thursday. You'll get to meet another adorable adoptable. Plus, we got four passes, 2 days to Disney. But Charisse has been on hold. And what it says here is that she's been married for 49 years, and you wanted to share this. You think it's important. What do you contribute, or attribute, I should say, your 49 years of marriage to?
I attribute to that we figured out we needed to be best friends. We had the first 20 years were very hard, and we didn't, we treated our best friends better than each other.
Aww.
So that's our secret, that we always communicate. We both have our own things that we do, but we do a lot together, and we communicate, and we treat each other with respect.
So what you're saying is that you need to be best friends if you want a long, yes, happy marriage.
Yes.
I kind of agree with that.
I kind of don't.
What do you feel?
I kind
of
don't.
Of course you wouldn't.
Well, no, but here's the thing. I can't argue 49 years of marriage. You know something that I don't, and hopefully I will know it when I get there. I've only almost clocked 23. Here's the thing, though. My wife and I are best friends. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But don't you think there needs to be still a husband-wife relationship in some instances, just like parents that say, oh, my son's my best friend, my daughter's my best friend, my mom. You cannot have kids or parents who are your best friends. You need to be a parent.
No. Yes, I agree with all that. But what we had discovered is we weren't even treating each other like friends or best friends at all.
You guys were just being miserable to one another.
Exactly at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and also, too, you have to figure, we were very young when we got married, so we were both growing up at different
times. How old were you when you got married?
I was 17, and my husband had just turned 19.
So this would have been, what, the turn of the century?
1969.
I'm kidding. Jeez. He would only know that because he was right there with you.
Oh, see? There you go.
Well, I appreciate the share, Charisse. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, again, I think that's great to be best friends, but you have to have a relationship pecking order, if you will, on different things, and it has to go both ways. If there's going to be a man decision to be made, man's got to make it. If there's going to be a womanly decision to be made, the woman has to make it. There comes points in the relationship of being best friends where one has to do these assigned
gender.
Yes.
I don't know about that. There's got to be a man decision and a woman decision. See, we don't do anything like that.
Well, I know you don't. But me, again, this is going old-fashioned. There still needs to be that old-fashioned gender-specified decision-making or relationship throughout different points of the marriage.
Give me a man decision-making thing as compared to a woman decision-making thing.
Okay.
Because I'm being legitimate when I tell you. In my mind, I'm trying to conjure up something even to make it fun for what we're talking about, and I can't really think because I don't do anything like that.
Okay, you know? So your wife comes home and she sees a small shed or shop in the backyard or on your property.
Like a tough shed?
Yeah, a tough shed or something bigger, and she comes home and says, you know, why did you decide to do this? Well, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a small woodworking shop inside that shop that I just built, and I might start restoring classic cars, and those are going to go in there as well. And some of this junk in the garage that's yours, like all this Christmas decoration Halloween crap, it's also going to get in there so I can get the garage cleaned out. Well, you didn't talk to me about it. Well, you know why? This was a man's decision. That's a little extreme.
Right. I can see where you're going with that, though.
Yeah, any guy that wanted to step in while his wife was going to plan a party, that's a woman's decision. If she wants to plan a party and she's going to decorate the house with a theme and she's going to do a cake and she says we're going to play these games, any man that wants to step that line and tell her, no, I think it should be themed this way, or you're doing the wrong chocolate cake or the wrong frosting and I think the balloon should be there, that's a woman's decision. Back the F up.
That's ridiculous.
It does not include you.
Now, what if those two things were switched? What if today I came home from work
and you wanted to plan a party
and Emily had purchased a tush?
Well, then what I would say is congratulations, you have your roles all figured out. Yeah, that's absolutely what that means.
Man.
We're going to play Fleetwood Mac. We'll come back. We'll give you the Disney tickets and introduce you to this week's adorable adoptable. It's the River.